Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining me. 34 after the hour. My pleasure to continue to be with you. And boy, howdy, are you going to be glad you're with me, because we got Jack Mitchell back on the show. Jack is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going way back all the way to 2002. That means over 8 years he's been an outstanding member of our Brain Trust. He's the guy who first taught us how to hug our customers. And then he taught us how to love up our employees to make sure that they know how much we appreciated them. And the guy, he's just been a profile in small business execution, but also in growing not just organically, but growing through acquisition, and how in the face of adversity, they've just assaulted the marketplace. And I'm so excited about the things that are going on there. And I've asked Jack to join us again to talk to us about some of these things, because you're going to really be inspired by this story, by hearing the next saga, next part of the Mitchell's Richards saga. Jack Mitchell, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim, very much. You are indeed a world-class hugger. I appreciate all those very nice hugs.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know how I feel about you guys, Jack, you and your family. Folks, the Mitchell family, mom and pop, started the company 40-plus years ago, probably close to 50 years ago.
We've been 53 years, Jim.
53 years ago, and the mom and pop started a little business, and then the sons took it over and continued to run it. Now it's in, I guess, third, maybe about to be fourth generation, right, Jack?
Well, the fourth generation's coming along. We're blessed with, my brother and I are blessed with 12 grandchildren. So the oldest is 16, and, we're, as you say, we're a third generation family business. We have 7 sons, all of whom are in the family business, as you know. So it's all about, our business continues to be just like when mom and dad started. It's all about personalizing relationships, and the core is the family values that my mom and dad shared with us, and we passed along, and then we passed along to our associates, and then on to the customers. And as you know from our chats and from my 2 books, Hug Your Customer, Hug Your People, it's all about personalizing the relationships. And when you do that, our customers come back because they enjoy the personalization. I mean, you can buy a blue blazer or a shirt or a dress really anywhere. However, it brings people back because you really care about them, and you go that extra mile. And as you know, I call it hugging. Hugging is obviously it's a word that, of course, you can bear hug, and you and I, when we see each other, do bear hug. But
absolutely,
but it's a metaphor for any tiny or large gesture or deed that says, wow, these folks love to listen to Jim Blasingame in the morning, or they love to come into the store because the people really care about me as a real person. That's what separates us out.
And the thing is, folks, this the what Jack's companies do, what his operations do, they sell clothes on Main Street. Now, it doesn't get more Americana than that. I mean, to push garments out the door on Main Street today is really as classic American marketplace, classic marketplace as it gets. And so as the world is swirling around you with all these new changes, Jack, you guys just keep selling clothes on Main Street out of a retail store.
Well, I think we do, and I'm proud of that. And as you started with your introduction, I happen to be right this minute. I'm in San Francisco, and I'm here because our family purchased 2 great iconic stores under the name of Wilkes Bashford. Wilkes Bashford is a gentleman who had these stores in his name, and still his name is still on the door, but he unfortunately could not handle the economic tsunami that hit all of us, in the country, whether you're selling low end or high end or whatever. Jim sell very high end clothing, but he just didn't have that the the discipline of the business discipline that you and I have also talked about. I mean, we're very, you know, as you know from my books, I have three C's that I love to talk about. Well, obviously, customer is the most important, then community, how we are involved in our community, and cash. Let's get the, you know, we learned during the 89-91 recession that cash is king. So we have no debt, and except for the real estate that we own. And so we're very, you know, we like to make money. It's the American way, but we like to do it by serving customers. And when you do that, the customers become loyal, and the customers then come in at regular price, and those are better margins and all the rest. But out here in San Francisco, that it was obviously a tsunami that hit everyone.
Hold on to that thought, Jack. Jack, hold on to that thought. When we come back, I want to pick up on that. I want you to tell us how, and it is interesting, folks, the way one market can be different from another market. How some things are fundamental, but some things are not. And we'll get Jack to help us with that on the other side of these messages. 20 Till, stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.